tam vitam stam sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Pri Praja Kacharya Astotra Sutta Sri Simat Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Pri Praja Kacharya Astotra Sutta Sri Simat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Premseka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Itai Gaur Premanande Hail. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations, Text 26. Bhume sure taravaruta vimarditaya Klesha Vyavaya Kalaya Sita Krishna Kesha Jita Karishyati Jananu Palakshya Marga Karmani Chat Mahamahimo Pani Bandhanani. Please repeat. Bhume of the entire world. Sura itara, other than godly persons. Varuta, soldiers. Vimarditaya, distressed by the burden. Klesha, miseries. Vyaya, for the matter of diminishing. Kalaya, along with his plenary expansion. Sita Krishna, not only beautiful but black. Kesha, with such hairs. Jita, having appeared. Karishyati, would act. Jana, people in general. Anupalakshya, rarely to be seen. Marga, path. Karmani, activities. Cha, also. Atma Mahima, glories of the Lord Himself. Upani Bandhanani, in relation to. Translation. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with his plenary portion. The Lord comes in his original form with beautiful black hair. And just to expand his transcendental glories, he acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great he is. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse especially describes the appearance of Lord Krishna and his immediate expansion, Lord Baladev. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev are one supreme personality of Godhead. The Lord is omnipotent, and he expands himself in innumerable forms and energies, and the whole unit is known as the one supreme Brahman. Such extensions of the Lord are divided into two divisions, namely personal and differential. The personal expansions are called the Vishnu Tattvas, and the differential expansions are called the Jiva Tattvas. And in such expansional activity, Lord Baladev is the first personal expansion of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vishnu Purana, as well as in the Mahabharata, both Krishna and Baladev are mentioned as having beautiful black hair, even in their advanced age. The Lord is called Anupalakshya Marga, or, in still more technical Vedic terms, Avan Manasa Gochara, one who is never to be seen or realized by the limited sense perception of the people in general. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, it is said by the Lord, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavritaha. In other words, he reserves the right of not being exposed to anyone and everyone. Only the bona fide devotees can know him by his specific symptoms. And out of many, many such symptoms, one is mentioned here in this verse, that the Lord is Sita Krishna Kesha, or one who is observed always with beautiful black hair. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev have such hair on their heads. And thus, even in advanced age, they appeared like young boys 16 years old. That is the particular symptom of the personality of Godhead. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that although he is the oldest personality among all living entities, he always looks like a new, youthful boy. That is the characteristic of a spiritual body. The material body is symptomized by birth, death, old age, and disease. But the spiritual body is conspicuous by the absence of those symptoms. Living entities who reside in the Vaikuntha lokas in eternal life and bliss have the same type of spiritual body without being affected by any signs of old age. It is described in the Bhagavatam, Canto 6, that the party of Vishnu Dutas who came to deliver Ajamil from the clutches of the party of Yamaraj appeared like youthful boys, corroborating the description in this verse. It is ascertained that the spiritual bodies in the Vaikuntha lokas, either of the Lord or of the other inhabitants, are completely distinct from the material bodies of this world. Therefore, when the Lord descends from that world to this world, he descends in his spiritual body of Atma Maya, or internal potency, without any touch of the Bahiranga Maya, or external material energy. The allegation that the impersonal Brahman appears in this material world by accepting a material body is quite absurd. Therefore, the Lord, when he comes here, has not a material body, but a spiritual body. The impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only the glaring effulgence of the body of the Lord, and there is no difference in quality between the body of the Lord and the impersonal ray of the Lord, called Brahma Jyoti. Now the question is, why the Lord, who is omnipotent, comes here to diminish the burden created upon the world by the unscrupulous kingly order? Certainly the Lord does not need to come here personally for such purposes, but he actually descends to exhibit his transcendental activities in order to encourage his pure devotees who want to enjoy life by chanting the glories of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 9:13 and 14, it is stated that the Mahatmas, great devotees of the Lord, take pleasure in chanting the activities of the Lord. All Vedic literatures are meant for turning one's attention towards the Lord and his transcendental activities. Thus the activities of the Lord in his dealings with worldly people create a subject matter for discussion by his pure devotees. So this verse, one verse, contains the whole philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, which in turn is the conclusion of all Vedic knowledge. Every word is full of meaning that is relevant to us. I first had a glimpse of how the whole philosophy can be contained in a few words when some friend brought me a copy of Time magazine in Bombay in about 1975 or 6. And in Time magazine then there was a section called People, in which they had a paragraph or two about famous people. And that issue had a paragraph about Srila Prabhupada when he visited Hong Kong. Well, same trip, Hong Kong and the Philippines. And the article began with the sentence, "There is trouble stirring in Nirvana." And it continued that, you know, when Swami Bhaktivedanta, the world leader of the Hare Krishna movement, was asked what he thought about Guru Maharaj Ji, he replied, "He claims that he is God, but we have to consider whether he is God or dog." Krishna is God, and when he meets, oh yes, yes, and he said, he is cheating the people. But when he meets Krishna, he will realize that Krishna is a bigger cheat than he is. And he will lose everything. So I thought about that, and it was like, I won't try to unpack it here because it's the whole philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it came to be as Prabhupada predicted. There are many details in the story, but this Guru Maharaj Ji, who was accepted as God, I guess fell in love with his American secretary and married her, which very much upset his mother in India. And thereafter there was a full color picture on the cover of the Illustrated Weekly of India, which is like a very famous weekly magazine. And the article described that Guru Maharaj Ji's mother had appointed him as Bhagavan, as God. But since he went ahead and got married to his American secretary without her permission, she removed him as God and placed her other son as God. Now, this sounds ludicrous, but sometimes fact is stranger than fiction. And it's because people are so ignorant. We don't know how fortunate we are. We have this knowledge from Srila Prabhupada
So we can understand very clearly, you know, Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, who is God, who is a direct expansion, and who is a living entity. But ordinary people there are totally bewildered. There are so many people who think, as they, you know, I'm God, you're God, everyone is God, we just have to realize it. And in India, Srila Prabhupada said that, I mean, the people of India are very pious, but they can be misled. And he said that in India, there's like some god loitering on the street corner in every town. And people are so foolish. He gave the example. This is a true example. There was a man in Calcutta who could imitate the barking of dogs, different types of dogs. And he would sell tickets, and people would come and hear him. And Srila Prabhupada said that a real dog is available to anyone who wants, but they would rather to hear. You can hear a dog bark very easily without paying anything. But people will pay good money to hear an imitation dog bark. So in the same way, the real God is available. Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, the real God is available. But people want to go to some imitation God. So this verse includes the phrase Sita Krishna Kesha, beautiful black hair. And Srila Prabhupada invoked this idea in relation to another imitation god who was in Pune. And there's a history behind all of these personalities. But he had a philosophy that you should gratify your senses as much as you want. And then after gratifying your senses without any limit, you will become detached. Srila Prabhupada said, if that were the case, then the pig should be the greatest, become the greatest sannyasi. So what happened was that, you know, even Westerners, everyone really is, they're pretty ignorant unless they come in touch with pure devotees. So many Westerners were also coming to his ashram, and they were having free sex because that was the philosophy there. And many, you'd be surprised, many Indian gentlemen, or who appeared to be gentlemen, they would go there on the weekend and engage in that sadhana. Actually, it's not sadhana. That was just a joke. And so the wife of one of our life members came to Srila Prabhupada and complained that every weekend her husband goes to Pune to the ashram and he engages in the activities there, and it's destroying their family life. And she said she wasn't the only one. She knows many other ladies, and their husbands are doing it. And and this man, this so-called God, is ruining their families. And Prabhupada said, "Don't worry. I will go to Pune and I will personally drive him out." Now, this sounds like a very bold statement. But the words of a pure devotee have great potency, just like his prediction about Guru Maharajji. And Srila Prabhupada did not go personally. He left us in his physical form in November of 1977. And I believe in January of 1978, we had the first Bombay Rath Yatra. And it was such a success, and the devotees were so enlivened. And we had all the paraphernalia. So they thought, let's go to Pune, and we'll do it in Pune. So they went. They set up a camp. We didn't have a temple there yet. And the newspapers, you know, they like controversy. So they went to this so-called Bhagavan and said, you know, the Hare Krishna people have come here. What do you have to say about them? And he said, they are being fooled by their guru. Yeah, you'll see what happens. He was blaspheming. I mean, really blaspheming Srila Prabhupada. That they don't know anything. He's just bluffing them, and they're following him, and like that. And then they go to the ISKCON devotees. So-and-so said this, what do you have to say? And so it was going back and forth, and it was like building up in the newspaper. Then I'll explain why I'm mentioning this. He was afflicted by a disease. It was such a disease that his whole body, skin, was like tortured, and he could not take any heat at all. So they had to build like an underground accommodation for him. And he also lost his ability to speak. Something affected it. It's like Krishna, you know. And then eventually, they left Pune. And ironically, when it was time for the Rath Yatra, and I came, and the other devotees came from Bombay, his followers approached us if we'd like to buy their ashram. Really, yeah. So, Prabhupada's words came true, and this is the Lord's mercy. I mean, of course, one message from the story is how calamitous Vaishnava aparad is, offending a pure devotee. Even if the pure devotee doesn't take offense, Krishna and Balaram take offense. And they punish the offender. And that is actually very beneficial, both for the offender, so that he stops offenses, and to give protection to the devotees. So offenders are warned that if they do blaspheme devotees and or worse than that, attack them, they will be severely punished. And so the idea is that we should not hesitate to surrender to God, to Krishna Balaram, because they will protect us and engage us in divine service. Now, this verse describes Krishna and Balaram in the same terms. And there is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that says that other than their bodily construction, of course their bodies are spiritual, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. And the fact is that the Lord reciprocates with devotees as they surrender to him. The Lord will, yayatam mam prapadyante. Whatever relationship you want to have with the Lord, he will reciprocate. If you want to serve him, if you want him to be your master, he'll be the perfect master. If you want him to be your friend, he'll be best friend. If you want him to be your child, he'll be the most wonderful child. And if you want him to be your lover, he will be the perfect eternal lover. And the same applies to whatever form. Here, generally in our line, we want to have a relationship with Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram. But still sometimes, you know, there can be, discussions among devotees, differences of opinion on Shastra. It's all very purifying and enlightening. And that's why the Lord appears, to create a subject matter for us to discuss. So we don't have to discuss, you know, the movie stars or cricket players or whatever your particular, you know, modern politicians. So at the Ardha Kumbh Mela in Allahabad in 1971, two of Srila Prabhupada's disciples had a difference of opinion on philosophy. Our Madhuvisa Prabhu said that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, except that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. And our god sister Yamuna Devi said, no, there is a difference. There is another difference. Because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Radharani. So they were going back and forth, and finally Tamal Krishna Goswami brought the matter to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, you know, he repeated the arguments that there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, only that Krishna is black and Balaram is white. Prabhupada said, yes, he is right. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but Yamuna Devi says that there is another difference because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Radharani. And Prabhupada said, yes, she is right. And Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but Srila Prabhupada, they're saying different things. They both can't be right. And Srila Prabhupada replied, yes, you are right. So then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, well, then, who is right? And Srila Prabhupada said, you decide. So the idea is that on the material plane, when we're in ignorance, identifying with the body and false ego, there are differences. And Krishna may, or Balaram, may take action as, you know, to chastise the demons, which is for their interest. But ultimately, Krishna's goal and Prabhupada's desire also is that everyone should go back home, back to Godhead. And then all of these differences are reconciled in love. Krishna loves everyone in the spiritual world. He loves us now, but we're covered. We don't realize it. But when we become uncovered by bhakti yoga, especially Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, then we realize our love for Krishna, and we can feel his love for us. And then our desires are satisfied, and our relationships are harmonized. So this is a very beautiful philosophy. It's a very beautiful process. And we can actually experience it. I think of so many of the devotees here. They've been practicing Krishna consciousness for 40 years or more. And why do they continue? Because they are feeling something. They're experiencing something. Our mother, Ishani, did this beautiful flower outfit for Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev. She was up until 3 in the morning. That means she's experiencing some reciprocation with the Lord. And we also feel it when devotees see the Lord decorated so gorgeously. We also feel her efforts were successful because the Lord was pleased, and because of his pleasure, we also feel pleasure in having his darshan. So, whatever the topic is, it's always like we're just a drop out of the ocean. There's so much in one talk Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles. He was saying, don't waste time. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. And he said, we've got so many books. You could spend your whole life studying these books and never come to the end. So we have so much engagement. And so we should give our hearts to Krishna and Balaram and their associates, give ourselves fully to this process that they've given us, and they will reciprocate, and our lives will be completely successful and sublime. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jagannath. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Kiba Jaya Jaya Gaurakshane Arati Koso Kiba Jaya Jaya Gaurakshande Arati Koshoba Jaya Jaya Gaurakshande Arati Koshoba Janavi Tatavane Jagamana Lobaja Bakhine Nitai Chan Bame Gadadara Dakhi Kiba dakhine nitai chan Bame gadadara dakhi chan Bame gadadara Nikate advaita shuni Lasa chhatra dhara nikate Bosi ache gaurachan Ratna simhasane Shiva Bosi Ache Gaurakshan Ratna Simhasane. Arati Torena Brahma Adi Deva Gane Nara Hari Adi Kori Chamara Dulaya Nara Nara Hari Adi Kori Chamara Dulaya Nara Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Dosha Adi Gaya Sanjaya Sankha baje, ganta baje, baje karatala. Sankha. Kiba sankha baje, ganta baje, baje karatala. Madhura mridanga baje parama rasala Madhura Hey Madhura 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 baje Madhura 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 baje Sankha baje, ganta baje, madur 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 baje. Sankha baje.